Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, who are you really? What are you made of? Is it just your mind and your body? Or are you multidimensional? What does that mean? Let's talk about who we really are with a woman who is the author of a wonderful book. She's been on the show before. And the book is called Soul Whisperer, and we're speaking with Annette Rugolo. Annette, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be here.
So who are we?
Simple answer, just to kind of confirm what you said in the intro. We are multidimensional beings. We're universal beings, and it's amazing. Once we start expanding beyond our physical, our mind, our emotions, we discover who we are on a soul level. And it is amazing.
It sure is. And I'm so happy to know this about myself and everyone else, because then I know that there's a bigger picture to all of us. And
yes,
we come from other lifetimes, and we'll have other lifetimes, and we have relationships that are based on other lifetimes. And so we're really in a world here that's only a stopover. Doesn't feel like it. And I think when our souls come here, as we know, we're always coming to a dense world on the earth that has a lot of suffering. And we come here in order to suffer through whatever story in order to find the light. And yet, I think on the other side, it's so nice, and time isn't as drawn out on the other side, that we don't realize what we're being born into until we get here and go, oh my gosh, I chose this again.
I always look at it, I see it as like our soul ready to incarnate. And it's like we have a plan, we have a purpose. And it's like, yes, there's all this excitement about I can do it this time and I'm going to overcome these challenges and I'm ready. And then we get into our incarnation, our physical body, and we start experiencing the challenges and the karmic patterns and lifetimes and everything. And it's like, oh my gosh, what did I do?
Right. No, I've had so many clients over the years who have said, I would never have chosen this life.
Yes, exactly. But you did.
Yes.
So I look at it as, and one of the things I always tell my students, I teach a meditation program called the Inner Diamond. And one of the things that I assure them of, and it's very helpful, is yes, this planet is a dense place. We're living in the third dimension, but this planet is in a process of ascension. The vibration of our planet is raising, so, and it's supporting us in the work that we're doing. So we're helping the planet, and the planet is helping us.
Right.
So it's a lot easier right now to go through our transformation and to release a lot of the stuff we're here to release at this time more than any other time.
One of the ways that we might know that the planet is raising its vibration is through something called the Schumann resonance.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And that was always at a steady number. And in recent years, very recent years, it's spiking up. And so the resonance on the planet is rising. And we're trying to catch up with it, I guess.
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, so we're living in this higher vibrational planet. And when our vibration begins to match the vibration of the planet, it doesn't feel like we're trying to catch up. So when we raise our own vibration, and that's what we're here to do right now in this lifetime, And all of a sudden, it's like when we match it, it's like, oh, we can relax. We're
Right.
vibrating at the same level, and it feels normal then. There's not this, oh, hurry up and catch up or trying to speed up.
Well, we're in such a dense time right now of a lot of fear, a lot of social struggle, economic struggle. There's so much going on that is hard to feel like we can vibrate higher. And so it makes it more of a challenge, I think.
I have a little bit different experience.
Good.
So I look at the people I know that are in my life. Everyone is kind of, I want to say, kind of flying through this time right now. Like there's, it's not like they're not aware of what's going on, but what's going on isn't affecting them. So their businesses are thriving, they're staying healthy, their families are all working, they're all wonderful. And then I see, so that's a level, right, that a lot of people are experiencing. And then there's another level of people that are, and I look at this, I love these stories about people that are adapting through this time. So they're adjusting, they're adapting, whatever they need to do. And there's this just another level of opening. They're being flexible. There's this flexibility. And I think that's an opportunity that we have. Like, how do we overcome or stay above vibrationally of what's going on this planet right now? And then there are the souls, the people that are in the thick of it. They're just really having a hard time. So it almost feels like to me there's third dimensional experiences happening where people are just in it. There's people in the fourth dimension that are shifting and changing and adapting. And then there's people in the fifth dimension that are holding the light for those in these other experiences.
I like that. And it is true, I see around me, that so many people have adapted, have figured out new ways of realizing, of being in this world, and learning new tricks.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean the internet, luckily we have the internet and we can use it in many ways. And a lot of people think that's the future, is that we're going to be an internet planet. And I think people are getting tired of the internet also, because you know, we're not in the flesh with each other.
Well, it's out of balance. We need both. We absolutely need both. We need that human connection. But at the same time, I think a lot of people are learning how to connect beyond the physical as well. One of the things, I was reading an article last year when everything first got started and we were going online, then the article talked about what this would have been like if this was if this happened in 2005. So we think 2005, it's not that long ago, but we didn't have the internet connections we've had. I think Facebook was just coming online. We absolutely didn't have Zoom, or I don't know if Skype was available. We didn't have the technology to stay connected.
Yeah, it's
so
an
I always
interesting,
look at things to be grateful.
The serendipity of that is amazing.
Yeah.
And so we have had that, and it's made a huge difference. But it doesn't replace human contact,
no,
skin to skin, hugs.
I know.
And also, we in person, we can read each other better. And on that subconscious level as well as the conscious level, I mean, we can, there's a body language, a full body language, not just from the chest up.
Oh, we are going to be so appreciative when we get to be in that experience again of seeing each other, definitely.
Right. And I think even for the future of businesses that can do well online and say, well, we never have to go back to the office. But in the office, it's much more human. It's much more, you know, as I said, about reading body language and sitting with people and moving with people in ways that are much more educational about our experience with them and ourselves that I think help us more than just a picture on the screen, on the internet screen.
And then there are the things that are changing. So I always look at both. You know, there's good and bad. So another article I read, I was listening to a program, and it talked about telemedicine. So what they've done now in this year with telemedicine, they were thinking they were going to be there where they are now 10 years from now. So the things that have sped up, and they were talking about all the good things that have happened because of telemedicine and the availability that people have to getting treatment or help. So it's really created this pressure that we had to adapt to this current situation.
Right.
It's been fascinating. It's just I love being the observer and watching everything that's going on. Like, wow, who are we going to be, and what are things going to look like on the other side of this?
And how are the children going to adapt now that they've missed? For so many of them missed a year of school and a year of all kinds of social development that they couldn't have had. And how will they restore that in themselves? Probably in new ways of maybe having to know themselves better through this time and growing individually and then coming back to it socially, and maybe it adds something to it.
Well, I see a lot of families, the ones that I know, are doing a lot more outside. Right now it's cold here. We're at 0 degrees in Minnesota, but outside of this cold spell, the families have been doing a lot more in nature. There's more of a connection to the play, to Mother Earth. Sometimes I look at it and it's like, we were missing so much of that. I think this is about coming back into balance on some level too.
Yes, and actually seeing the planet come more back into balance without as much pollution. So we are here for a very interesting time. And as much as we can feel limited by it, I think these opportunities have been tremendously expansive. And a lot we just don't know. And but let's come back to also that our souls chose to be here, and what that means in terms of what our souls expect to get out of this in the long run.
So we have to look at, for one thing, really believe that our soul did choose this for a purpose. And I believe every one of us is able, we have the opportunity to learn something about ourselves, about others, about our world in this experience. So I believe it's really giving us an opportunity, if we see it as an opportunity, to do some deep inner growth, some inner work, and to really start looking at ourselves and the people around us and the world differently.
I wonder about our purpose for the planet. From the other side, do we feel like we are really responsible for humanity or for the planet? Not that we wouldn't love the planet and care for it and come here to be guardians of the planet, but to actually, as a large population, to come here to save the planet.
That's been kind of my focus of the work that I've done, Peter, for many years. I'm a dowser, environmental healer, and I believe We are here to help heal the planet. I call it restoring the spirit of the planet. So if you think about all the trauma that's been created, not only for humanity, but all the trauma created by humanity has also affected the planet itself. And I know a lot of people that I talked to over this last year, they're sharing stories about how much cleaner the air is, how much cleaner the rivers are. I feel like it's not only giving us a break from all of our obligations and our to-dos, but it's giving the earth a break as well. I think it's a reset for a lot of us.
Well, a lot will depend on how much we learn from this and can change gears and choose new opportunities. And I think we might have to, only because of climate change. We're seeing such drastic changes now. And, you know, some people say, well, there's not global warming because look at the great freezing temperatures we get and heavy snows, and not realizing that climate change is about just erratic climate rather and overall warming, but that we can't, you know, look at weather and identify any particular part of it. But in the end, we're going to understand whether we can sustain life here or not.
Right. So I know with the, I like the word climate change rather than global warming, but it is warming. There was an article I read a couple years ago, and it was talking about how they were measuring the temperature on Mars. So the temperature on Mars is warming. So it's not just our planet that's going through this warming period. It's our entire universe that the temperature is being raised in these planets outside of planet Earth. So yes, there's a warming, but just because, like right now, we have 0-degree weather here in Minnesota, you know, we kind of, a lot of people translate it's like, well, it's 0 degrees, so it can't be warming. But it's a climate change. So there's a change, and there's different air flows, streams, that ocean streams, everything is changing.
Right. There's no regularity to it.
Exactly.
Right. But there's no regularity to anything nowadays. And it can be very upsetting in the short term. And I'm thinking of college students and all children who can't have normal schooling, don't have normal social functioning. And yet, their souls have come here for that too. And so when we understand that our souls have chosen this period of time, and all that it means, it's a big responsibility.
Well, there's two things that I keep looking at for myself. So there's all of this stuff going on, and I look at myself and go, how adaptable can I become in this energy? How flexible? Like when things happen, do we resist it? So if we're staying in this place of constant resistance and we're not accepting what is actually happening, it makes it harder to move through the experience.
Right.
But if we look at it and go, oh, what am I supposed to learn here? What am I supposed to see? How adaptable can I become? How flexible? Like we're flexing our muscles. I call it flexing our spiritual muscles. And it's like, okay, how flexible can we become? And you see those stories all the time of people are choosing different avenues and they're, you know, surviving, they're thriving in this environment. Not everybody is. Yeah, it's like I think we have that opportunity.
I remember when I was younger feeling that way. But now, you know, closing in on 80, I think my, you know, the opportunities for any substantial change isn't going to be easy on me, because I have so many restrictions, you know, in terms of health and strength, you know, just keeping going at an older age. It's different. And then again, I'm grateful that I had so much in my life where we didn't have so much challenge as we right now. I think is the greatest challenge that our planet has suffered, at least in our recollection.
In our lifetime, yeah.
And so.
And I keep looking at the other piece that I look at is, I keep visioning who I want to be on the other side of this. Like it's always, sometimes we have, you know, we want that 2020 vision, or we can have that 2020 vision now. But who do I want to be on the other side of this? So when I look back, I can look at this time as a time of growth and deepening and expansion energetically for my own soul.
Right.
So I kind of keep that vision in mind of how can I improve myself on whatever level. I can grow and learn new things, and it's giving me that opportunity to really go beyond who I thought I was and what I'm capable of.
Well, I think that's great in that, you know, we're challenged to change right now. We're challenged to take on a whole new set of expectations for life here. And what does that mean? And then I think of expanding consciousness. And for me, what my excitement is how we will become more multidimensional as our consciousness expands. And what does that mean for our capabilities?
And sometimes we have to get quiet. We have to go into this kind of space in order to connect with that multidimensional nature. So if we've been so busy and so chaotic and so like our, you know, our schedule is so booked, there's no time for that. And that's what I see this as too. It's like, let's get quiet.
Yeah.
What's there that we didn't see or hear or feel before? On that level, it's a wonderful opportunity. I know there's many challenges and not everybody is surviving this time. But for those of us that are able to and capable of it, we can really access and make use of this time.
I think we have to look at our belief systems about ourselves and who do we believe we are in the process of growth and evolution and actually transmutation. This isn't only transformative times, it's transmutative times where we actually can, in a sense, change reality.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what a lot of people are finding out about themselves. There's an acceptance, but then there's like moving through to the other side of the experience, like seeing it beyond and above what's really, you know, what's going on a physical level.
Right. I was just thinking that we don't want to become better caterpillars. We want to actually turn into butterflies and moths.
I like that. We get to fly. We're going to be flying after this. And I keep thinking about it as like, how much are we going to appreciate the hugs and the connections? And I can't even imagine the level of gratitude and appreciation we are going to have on the other side of this. I can't wait.
I know. We're going to treasure everybody so much more.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes.
And,
can't wait.
Yeah. And there's so much to treasure and be excited for and want to change toward the better for all. And I think it's great. And we have a couple minutes left in the show. And I want to come back to just reminding people that I'm speaking with Annette Rugolo. And you have a website?
Yes. It's Annette Rugolo, RUGOLO.com. Invite people to go to the website. I've got a free resources page with meditations, articles, ebooks, free downloads. So lots of information to access.
Oh, I'm so glad you have so much to offer. That's why we're speaking, because I love talking with you.
Thank you, Peter. Love talking with you too.
Yeah, I mean, this is It's great to, and I think for our audience too, and why they want to listen is because they identify with themselves better in spirit by hearing from other people who are on the same path.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. And that's what I so believe and trust, that we all have something to share and to learn from each other. It's that beautiful collaboration energy that we're in right now.
Yeah, that's great. So, Annette, thank you so much for being a guest again on Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.